Jesus took Peter, James, and John up on the Mount of Transfiguration, and he basically unzipped his earth suit and just shined. I mean, it's awesome. Twice in the Word that it describes the different type of shining that they saw. And, I mean, put yourself in their shoes. I mean, this is like tripping everybody out because he's glowing and he's speaking with the old prophets and everything. And this song is basically about that. So if you'll, and you can also chime in with me, I hope. Praise God. What was veiled now is seen. Jesus, the image of the invisible God, divinity confirmed in the transfigured world. That kingdom once concealed on the earth, now revealed. Come and see. Holy is the Lord, revealed before our eyes. And my burdened heart can scarcely take it in.
Thank you, Lord.
As we behold your beauty with unveiling eyes.
Amen.
The only song my soul find to sing,
Jesus,
is hallelujah, 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 my King.
Jesus,
lead my longing heart to the high ground, to the clear. Oh, I'll be there, beholding you. Holy is the Lord, revealed before my eyes. And my burdened heart can scarcely take it in. As I behold your beauty with unveiling eyes.
Jesus.
The only song my soul can find to sing is hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, my King.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, 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 my King. Raise your hands. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And thank Him for all that He has done. Hallelujah. In the now and in the future. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name. I worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Now we know. And we have seen
Jesus.
The glory that cannot be unseen. And we are changed and changing still. As we look upon you, Lord, and believe. Holy is the Lord revealed before your eyes. And your burdened heart can scarcely take it in. As we behold your beauty with unveiling eyes, the only song our soul could find to sing,
Jesus,
is hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, and we can feel your presence. We know that you are here in our midst, enjoying your worship, Lord. Thank you, God, for all the many, many things that you give us, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you for the word that is dwelling in us, the kingdom of God that is indwelling in us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, my King. Sing that with me. Hallelujah, 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 my King. Sing it again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, my King.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Worthy are you to be praised.
You're so worthy.
Glory to your name.
You're so worthy.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Y'all excuse me just a minute. I don't want us to lose our, of course we're not going to lose our spiritual focus here, but what we just heard, you know, most people don't get to hear that.
That's true.
And now, let me explain that. Don't get upset. You know, she was singing, and I don't know if you noticed, but there was only one instrument playing with her, and that was a piano. Just the piano. All right. But the neat thing was is that had the person who played that been sitting here in this room with a piano, it would not have sounded as good as it we just heard.
Oh wow.
And the reason is he cannot play that piano as softly as if she had the volume turned just perfect.
Oh my God.
You know, did you notice that? The volume was just perfect on that piano, and it didn't overpower her singing. It was just the right volume.
Yeah.
But if he was sitting in the room with a piano, he couldn't play that softly. Uh-huh. You know, that piano would be louder than that. It would have been hard for him to play as softly as that tape or that CD was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing.
Amazing.
It's amazing. It's just, I'm wowed by the message. Don't get me wrong. I'm wowed by the message. And hallelujah to the King.
Amen.
But I'm also wowed by just how well that all worked out. I mean, the volume of the instrument did not overpower you. It did not fight with you for attention. It was just in the background doing what it's supposed to do. That was just wonderful. Just wonderful stuff. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. She had the volume turned exactly right in that song.
I think what I was, you know, it's when you're in the presence of God and your mind is just taken away, and the only thing you can say is hallelujah. Because everything else is like, whoa.
Yeah, that's really good. I'm glad you mentioned what you mentioned about Kenneth Copeland and Joyce Myers. Mm-hmm. We do tend to focus on one thing. You know, we tend to focus on our spiritual life. We tend to focus on one area of our spiritual life.
Amen.
And because we get a little victory in that area, we like that victory. So we keep focusing on that area. And we tend,
Amen.
At least I do as a man, you know. Mm-hmm. We tend to neglect the parts. You know, that we don't have great victory in or something like this, you know, that we're not getting as good a result in. And yet, we're supposed to grow up.
Yeah.
We're supposed to mature.
Amen.
You know, and just like the Lord told him, he said, you need to work on everything. You don't need to just neglect one area.
Mm-hmm.
You need to work on and be mature in all areas.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. So I wanted us to look at that. That the focus, if you will. All right? Let's look at that focus a little bit today. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, Simon Peter is writing a letter. And so he's writing to these people, and he's going to warn them, and he's going to encourage them, okay? Warn them against false teachers in this letter. He's going to encourage them to stay true to God and stay true to what they've been taught by him and others and by Paul. So he writes the letter, and he says, Simon or Simeon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those, this is telling who he's writing to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's kind of interesting. He says, I am talking to those who have a faith of equal standing. Mm-hmm. All right? And then later on, it encourages them to grow in faith. Mm-hmm. Grow in knowledge. Excuse me, not in faith, but grow in knowledge. Mm-hmm. He says, you have a faith of equal standing as where we are.
Yep.
And we're the apostles. Mm-hmm. But the faith is of the equal standing. He said, but you need to grow in knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, this is key because of communion. Mm-hmm. You know, you were talking about communion. How could the apostles, knowing what they did and having gone through all they did, sit down and have communion with someone who's just came into the faith, didn't have the background of the law, didn't have the background of, were Gentiles. How could they have communion with them? You see, they weren't even on the same plane, were they? Well, they weren't in knowledge, but they were in faith. Mm-hmm. Faith, a like faith is ours.
Yeah.
Right? And faith of equal standing. So that's how we can have communion together. We may not be at all at the same level of maturity in Christ, mm-hmm. or knowledge in Christ. But when you come into the kingdom, you've shown that you've got that faith. And we have a faith of equal standing. We got the faith in Him. So that's what he was saying here. And so I wanted to look at that because this week and in the past weeks, we tried to have a Bible study with my son, last one in high school. And I tried to have a Bible study with him in the mornings on his school days. And they'd just say, you know, let's see what the Lord wants to say, you know, or just what's going on with you. Mm-hmm. Well, he's 17. No, he's 16. He's 16. And he... his brother Stephen, y'all know Stephen, started a Bible study among some of their friends, mm-hmm. because he realized their friends, even though they went to church, they didn't know a lot of stuff about the Bible. Even some basic Bible stories, they didn't get them right. So he's going, whoa, we need to teach, put together a Bible study and teach them some of these things. Mm-hmm. So Stephen starts this Bible study, and really just a few weeks later, Stephen goes off to college and leaves it in the hands of one of the girls and Tommy to lead the Bible study. Mm-hmm. And so,
one of your girls?
Huh?
One of your girls?
No, no.
One of the
ones at the Bible study. And so they're team teaching for a while, but it seems like lately he's been doing more of the teaching. Tommy has. And so here's a 16-year-old, and most everyone there is, you know, in their late, like 19 of, mm-hmm. some of them in their 20s, you know, maybe 18, and he's teaching them, mm-hmm. about, you know, the Bible. And so we'll sit there and we'll talk about whatever topic he's going to be teaching that Tuesday, you know, that Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. How did it go last Tuesday? What are you going to be teaching about? And we'll talk about, you know, what's the Bible saying about this or that, and we'll just go over whatever, you know. And so the idea is that as we discuss the Bible, we'll get built up, and then he can go and encourage them to build up, you know, grow in faith, grow in knowledge, actually grow in knowledge. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of struck me And I thought we would talk about this a little bit. It says, in 1 Peter chapter 1, 22, he's talking about them, of course, the same folks he's writing to. He says, seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. So he's saying to them, you have purified your souls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have done that. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, you need to continue, though, to grow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? Even though you have done this, this is good. All right? Mm-hmm. But you need to keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Remember, you know, Kenneth Copeland, you have mm-hmm. had a lot of victory in this area, but you need to grow in this area too, mm-hmm. right? So let's continue to grow and mature, he says. You know, we looked at Jesus and he was our example,
mm-hmm.
right? Jesus came, he was God, he was up in heaven, he was sitting on the throne, right? And so he had all the glory of God, he had all the power, whatever. But as Philippians 2 tells us, he emptied himself.
Whoa.
He emptied himself mm-hmm. of all of that glory, of all of that power,
mm-hmm.
and he became, what, like a servant. He became like us.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that we didn't have, he emptied himself of when he came to earth. So that everything he did, all right, we can do too.
Jesus.
That's right.
Jesus.
All right? Okay, so that, you know, that's what it says in Philippians 2. Beautiful passage there, Philippians 2, we're talking about that. So he did not try to return to his former glory of being like God, but he contented himself with being like us.
Yeah.
And everything he did it to show us that we can do this too.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Thank you, Jesus.
So it says, what do you say about Jesus then? How is he as our example in maturing and stuff? Well, in Luke 2, 52, it says, and Jesus increased mm-hmm. in wisdom
uh-huh.
and in stature and in favor with God and man.
Amen.
He increased. He didn't remain where he was.
Thank
just
you,
doing
Lord.
What he had good success in. He continued to grow. Right? Okay. It says Jesus, what? He grew.
He grew.
You know, right? He learned to be grew by obedience,
mm-hmm.
right? So this is our example. We're to grow too. We're to keep maturing.
Amen.
No matter where we are, we need to keep mature. I don't know, you know, we're Kenneth Copeland. He's way above me anyway, but you know, he needs to continue growing. I certainly need to continue growing and maturing, right? Mm-hmm. I'm hurting stuff all the time,
yeah.
you know. And so in 1 Peter 2, 2, he's talking to the folks and he says, look, as newborn babes, mm-hmm. and he recognizes they have a faith of like standing, right? They have a faith of like standing, but they don't have the knowledge, all right? Mm-hmm. The knowledge of the goodness of God.
Amen.
See, that's what we're looking for. That's what we're striving for, the knowledge of God. Knowledge of God. Learn that God is an extravagantly generous Heavenly Father.
Yes,
He's
is.
Got our best interest in mind all the time.
Amen.
And that we can rely on Him, we can trust Him. When we can pray in faith because we know He hears us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right? And we know that He hears us. We know that we have obtained from Him what we've asked. That's a wonderful thing. Well, I pray if you're not going to get what you asked for. But we got a God that hears us.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. So it says in 1 Peter 2, 2, it says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. The mm-hmm. point is, you need to be growing.
Amen.
You need to be growing. Mm-hmm. All right. Later on in Hebrews, okay, the writer of Hebrews is saying, and he's talking about, you know, for the first five chapters of Hebrews, he taught several subjects. But it says, in Hebrews 6, verses 1 and 2. I know you don't have time to turn all these. I'll give you time to turn it out. That's a good one. Hebrews 6, 1 and 2. So this is, you may not be quite as familiar with this one. Some of these others I've read, I'm pretty sure you're pretty familiar with those. But in Hebrews 6, 1 and 2, he says, therefore, let us leave the elementary doctrine of Christ and go on to maturity.
Jesus.
Go on to maturity. Now, what are these elementary doctrines he's talking about? He says, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works, and of faith toward God, and of instruction about washings, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. These are the elementary doctrines. Okay? He says, now, let's push on. Alright? These are not bad. These are elementary, though, but let's push on.
Okay.
And let's move on to what?
Maturity.
Maturity. Mm-hmm. Okay? Let's go on to get some maturity about us.
So, Brother Ray, you're saying there, we are commanded to grow. It's not a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
You grow if you want to grow.
Yeah.
We are commanded to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I was thinking God about my purpose in life. Do I have a destiny? Do I have a goal I need to reach for? And God showed me, this is my goal. It's not something that you attain, but it's something you do. Oh. You know? And he said, my purpose is to learn and grow in relationship with God through the Spirit of Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be learning and growing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to run out of things to learn. I'm never going to get up to the point where I've learned it all, folks. I'll just kick back and relax and watch you guys. I'm never going to get there. I'm always going to be learning and growing.
Amen.
And there'll always be something for me to learn and grow. You
know,
grow into. You know, things like to learn. Right? I'll always be developing and getting, hopefully, more and more mature.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's cool. You're never going to run out. I mean, because, I'm a scientist. I like to learn.
Yep.
You know, I'd like to learn. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
The growing part's not so fun. But, you know what I mean.
Growing pains.
Growing pain. That's good, Mary. I like that. Growing pains. That's growing pains.
It's very sad when even in the natural when you don't mature. I was with someone that was, she was in her 70s, but she never matured. She never grew up in the natural.
Right.
Spirit world, she's really out there. But in the natural, she never grew up because she said everybody always did something for her. Even when she was 20, they were still doing things that you would do for a 6-year-old or a 5-year-old. And she just never had the opportunity to grow up. And it looks sad, even in the natural, how much more it looks in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't grow up, it looks really bad in the spirit world when you don't grow up.
Well, you're absolutely right. And let me just read a couple more here, and then I want to move on because it says, in Ephesians 4, he says, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ.
Whoa.
Every way. Every way, Mary.
Amen.
Amen. It says, but grow, and this is 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Grow in the grace and knowledge.
Grace and knowledge.
Grow in the grace and knowledge. To him be the glory both now and to the day of eternity. And so in Colossians, Paul says, Colossians 1:28, he says, him, Jesus, we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to encourage you to do is not only continue growing yourselves, but with those that you minister to,
wow,
those around you every day, encourage and build them up. in the knowledge of God, in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. I see so many people who say they're Christians, and you know, I'm not going to doubt that, but they're living defeated lives. Mm-hmm. They're living defeated lives. They're just struggling through to make it, you know. They're just waiting until they get to heaven, you know, where things will be better. And they don't really know the love, the generosity of God.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You know, I realize that there are times when things are bad and you suffer for the cause of Christ. But there also should be times when you're victorious, you know, mm-hmm. and they never seem to get the victory. And so I encourage you, reach out to those around you, mature them, grow, help them to grow, build them up so Amen. That they can get to the place where they're victorious. They're not victims. They're not losers. They're victorious Amen. In every area of their life. Amen. In health.
Amen.
And in strength.
Mm-hmm.
In finances. Mm-hmm. In every area of their life.
Jesus.
As well as walking in faith. As well as the joy of the Lord. You know, you talk to some of them, they just, where's the joy of the Lord? Y'all know what I'm talking about, right? Mm-hmm. But we need to build people up so they can walk in the joy of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Victorious. Courageous. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
That's good.
Let's pray over through. Father, thank you so much for giving us this time together as a body, as a fellowship. May we build one another up in love and encourage one another in the knowledge of Christ and the knowledge of how good you are, God. Glory to you, God, because you are so good to us, always looking out for us, always trying to help us grow. We thank you for that. Bless the food and bless our fellowship together. We thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.